So tell us exactly what your role is and what your team did to help out during this, what could have been a horrible disaster.
Well, my role as the Deputy Chief Medical Officer at Johnson Space Center is related to working our health and medical technical authority issues as it relates to spaceflight. And we received a call from our Chilean colleagues one day to consult with them on how to take care of their miners that were trapped underground. The Chileans, of course, were cognizant of NASA because of our ongoing work together at the United Nations Committee on the Peaceful Uses of Outer Space. And the Chileans figured that because of our work with long-duration spaceflight, dealing with astronauts in confined and isolated environments, that we might have something to offer them.
Let's talk a bit about the similarities between being in outer space and being 2,000 feet underground. You found similarities and you were able to get these solutions to apply.
There are similarities. First of all, you know, one thinks about, well, what's similar since you're either in space or 2,000 feet under the ground. But the fact that they were, isolated, they were away from their families, they were working in a harsh environment, communication was limited. These were a lot of the similarities that that we found between spaceflight and the miners working underground. And the idea of how you support, especially, you know, support the behavioral, the psychological aspects of that kind of emergency or strenuous environment is where we were able to bring our expertise.
What about the dynamic between your team and the Chilean rescuers, the Chilean government? How did you work with them? I mean, how much authority did they give you? Were you able to take point in certain issues? How did that dynamic work?
The Chileans were very open, and they not only consulted with NASA, but they consulted with other groups around the world to get expertise in various aspects, you know, whether it be engineering, drilling, or the health and medical and behavioral health aspects. And as we worked with our colleagues, it was a dialogue. It was the Chileans told us about the issues that they were facing. In caring for the miners, we had dialogue on what our experiences have been, and it was a give and take, kind of a very collegial kind of atmosphere.
Was there any language barrier, or you took care of that?
Well, my Spanish language skills are very poor, but we did have translators that helped us communicate with those that didn't speak English. But we found that many of our Chilean colleagues spoke English, and it was really quite easy to communicate.
We are talking with Dr. James Michael Duncan, the Deputy Chief Medical Officer at NASA's Johnson Space Center, and he and his team have earned a finalist spot for a Service to America medal. Speaking of the finalist spot, I would like to know what your initial reaction was when you learned that you became a finalist.
Well, we were among, I think 400 total nominations, and to have that brought down to a total of 34 finalists for 8 medals. We were, quite surprised. We have been able to read some of the biographies of the individuals and the teams that have been recognized as finalists, and that's an exceptional group, and we're very happy to be just included in that group.
And what are some of the other projects that you and your team are working on now that would make us stand up and take notice, really?
Well, the human spaceflight team is where we've, the majority of us on the team have, been working all these years, supporting the shuttle program and the International Space Station program. We continue to do those kinds of activities. Of course, everyone knows that recently the shuttle program retired, but the International Space Station program is alive, quite strong, and it's an international program where we have an opportunity to work with our medical and psychological counterparts in these different countries, and that continues to be a very exciting opportunity for us.
Finally, as we conclude the interview, I wanted to ask about your personal thoughts. The project that you worked on, helping to rescue or keep those miners alive as they were in the process of being rescued, were you on hand as they were able to bring them out of this mine shaft? And what were some of your emotions as you saw these people coming out and they were alive?
Well, we were not present at the mine site when the miners were rescued. Our involvement was early on when we visited the site in late August, early September of 2010. When the miners were rescued on the starting on the night of the 13th of October, I had the privilege of being at the Chilean embassy and being with the Chilean people that we grew to know quite well in a very short period of time during our stay in Chile. We understood how warm and welcoming they were. We understood how spirited they were. And to see, the smiles all around when the first miner came out, and then also knowing that our team was able to participate in some small way to work towards the successful conclusion of that rescue. It was a great feeling.